四个人，
五十一个。Everyone aboard.
Bo is, Rajane's supposed to be in.
Okay. We'll give it a minute or two.
What's up, gang?
Hey, hey Gibbo. Hey. How you doing? Good evening.
Good.
Good seeing you, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was real nice Saturday. Well, seems like it was a summer ago.
Well, it was definitely warmer than this day. To be sure. Oh.
Good.
Yeah, and I'll just
shoot it on. Okay. All right, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming on out. We'll just stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance.
A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you, folks, again. And with that, we have a presentation by Mr. Tim Smith. Thank you. Let's go up on the podium and enlighten us, please.
So this, as you mentioned before it started, this will be informal. I'm just going to kind of give you a starting point, a little bit of background, and then happy to answer questions and kind of get into discussion kind of thing. Got a little sinus thing I'm getting over, so just bear with me.
Who is it?
So I want to start out by thanking the town. We've been, you know, here doing business for 29 years. I don't remember when we first started. Well, somewhere toward the beginning, we did the first website for Laurel. So I just want to thank you for all the business that we've done. And just, you know, we love partnering with the town and with our community. And that's really probably a good starting point. So just to, you know, we started in 97 here in Laurel. And by 99, we moved into the LRC building. I'll just give you a little bit of history and background. And for the advisory committee, bear with me because I'll probably hit a few of the same points again. But yeah, we moved in the LRC building when it was first built in 99. You know, 20 years later, we bought the building. So I jokingly say we paid for it with our rent and then we got to pay for it. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm glad we got to buy it. But we did get it paid off. So we're happy about that too. But we're very much invested in Laurel. We love hiring. We love creating internships and jobs as much as we can for the kids coming out of Del Tech and you know, so they can work locally and have a career path without having to move away, which is part of the concern, you know, as far as technology and that kind of stuff goes. We have, just to mention a few other things that we talked about, we do have a strong security background. I mentioned to you all in the advisory meeting that, you know, there was just a small handful of us in 97, but I was the only one that didn't come from the NSA. So we've got that, you know, we've always had those credentials, even though we don't have clearances currently, but that's kind of attracted, I think, our company to different state and county entities over the years. You know, Newcastle County Ethics Commission is an example of a client we've had for a long time. We did a project for GIC and Public Integrity Commission for the state of Delaware. Some of the sensitive things that need to be in Delaware, but not necessarily under the administration that's being not monitored, but having transparency with or whatever. So that's a little bit of our background. We are, as a company, we actually have two working groups. We have a group that does website and custom websites and all the things that are related to that. On the website side of the house, we do municipalities, police departments. We'll show you a little bit of that tonight. We also do pretty much every sector there is, from small business. We do nonprofit, HIPAA compliant, medical type stuff. Actually, that's more on the software side, but a large number of industries and sectors, every kind of business you can think of. Over the years, we've just gained a lot of experience. That's on the website side. On the software side, we do much larger projects. So we've built nationwide, you know, a nationwide social media platform before, fully featured. And that's where we do the HIPAA compliant medical projects. A lot of you have heard of Easter Seals. That's one of our big clients we've had for many years, where we build an end-to-end system. I'm just giving an example that takes care of everything from the finances coming in from all the different entities, whether that's insurance companies, federal and state government, all that stuff, managing all the processes through to the people that are receiving care and the people that are giving care with special needs. Delaware Breast Cancer is another big platform that we've developed that helps, again, the end-to-end system that helps manage all the services that are given. So we like to do those. And then we've developed industry-leading quoting and in the manufacturing industry quoting systems and quoting and configuration software for, like, for example, the elevator industry. Some of the leading tools in the industry are tools that we've built here in Laurel. So that's kind of cool. Again, it's a neat place to work, I think. We try to make it that way, and it's a fun place. A lot of the kids, you know, we may not be able to pay exactly what they do in Wilmington, you know, a lot of the big banks and stuff like that we're all funded. But I tell the guys, you may not make quite as much, but if you're working for Amazon or one of these big guys, you're going to be working on the same area of code day in and day out. Here, you're going to build stuff that's really cool and might affect the world, you know. So that's our background. I want to come back to the website side of things. So when it comes to the website side, there's really not that many different types of website platforms out there. Excuse me. One would be like a WordPress or a Joomla or a Drupal or kind of developer tools supposedly made simple, but you have to be a web person to manage that stuff. When you open WordPress, there's just rows and rows and rows of buttons. If you hit the wrong button, you could turn the whole site the wrong color or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's, you know, that's not what we do. Those templates, thank you. Thank you. Those templates, it's like I say, it's developer tools made simple. We made a decision a long time ago to build whatever website a client needs, whether that's a business or a government entity or whatever, and then build the content management system behind that to make it super, almost like Facebook simple on the back end. So we locked down the graphics and the framework and all that kind of stuff. But then we also have the really complex software, but of what we have to build so that we can make it super easy for the user to build or the administrator. So what that means is we'll make it look any however you want it to look. But on the back end, if you want to change a photo, you literally can change a photo. It's easier to go into the homepage and change the welcome text and hit save. That's like a 60-second process and it's live. It's easier to do that than to email a web company and wait for it to get done. So we give, you know, the users or administrators a lot of control over what you do. So just to back up a little bit, so we've got our developer tools that are really hard and complicated and take a long learning curve that we don't do. That's what our competitors do a lot of times. And that's the WordPress, Joomla, Drupal. Then you've got the super basic, easy stuff like Wix, you know, where anybody can do it, but you're kind of limited in what you do or what you can do because everybody can do it kind of thing. Not exactly a e-government framework, stuff like that. So that's what we do is kind of unique in our region. I don't know of anybody on the Delmarva Peninsula or Delaware that builds them like we do with custom content management system to make it super easy for you. Normally that's expensive and it's something you can get done in Manhattan or wherever, you know, one of the metropolitan areas, and it's normally very expensive, but we've been doing it for so long, we're kind of efficient at it. So we hopefully try to give people a lot more for the money than what you're going to get with one of the systems. The other side of the spectrum, you've got very large e-government systems that come in and they have the systems already developed. And if you're a small town or a medium-sized municipality, you pretty much have to change all your internal processes to go with the new, monolithic tool, you know, the massive tool where they've got all their cool systems built in, but you've got to change your processes internally, and then your citizens have to change their processes too to adapt to the new platform. It's kind of like Salesforce. It's, you know, Yoba at Salesforce, I've never met anybody that actually uses all the tabs in Salesforce. You know, they use a few tabs, but so those are kind of the different ends of the spectrum and kind of the spectrum of what web tools are. So I guess we could just show you any questions so far. Yeah.
Yes. And if I forget to say something I said in the committee, feel free to remind me.
No, you're fine. When you're talking about adopting to the big platform,
yeah.
You're talking about being able to interface with them?
Not interface, although there might be some of that. But they actually have their own systems that may not match how you do your systems internally, like their business license process. Or all the different forms and processes that you have internally right now, there's a certain way that you do it. That's the way. Do you really need to change all those methodologies to fit, try to squeeze and shoehorn this town into this big platform that's made for College Park, Maryland, or whatever? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, I think we can help you. We try to help municipalities affordably tackle that automation step by step and not have to just switch everything over and confuse everybody inside and the users on the outside too. Does that make sense?
I guess I'm missing why all of a sudden the town would have to shift to this.
The big platform?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think they should. I'm just trying to explain the market of what's available. That's all. No, I don't think you should. I could build that for you, but I wouldn't recommend that.
Right.
I recommend that if you're going to do, I love this, just interacting, this is cool. I recommend that if you're going to automate, you do it a step at a time. You know, instead of taking every single paper form right now, let's take a few of them. Let's take the business license process and a few things like that and automate those. And then what we would recommend is you build that software around your existing process. So you don't have to change anything. We just automate it. We survey how it works in the town, like behind the scenes, you know, how the people have their process. And we make an electronic process to accommodate that. As compared to say, no, we got something better. You need to do it this way. Mm-hmm. Now you got to do 15,000 hours of training and everybody's confused. That I'm saying I wouldn't recommend that. That's overkill. Just like I don't recommend Salesforce. Not this is recorded. Not knocking Salesforce. If you like it, great. You know, it's got to do something that fits.
Thank you.
So that's kind of the overview of tools and opportunities with municipal websites. We have been building municipal websites now for, I'm going to say, I don't know the exact date, probably 25 out of the last 29 years, something like that. And we do other municipalities in the area. Okay, what else do we want to talk about there? So I guess we could just show you a couple examples. So you all know the town of Laurel website. Do you have, I think Georgetown is probably how much?
Yeah, that's the one we talked about. Georgetown is the one that you talked about. And
that's a little bit newer. They're actually not too far from needing to redo theirs also in terms of the time frames. But that's a newer site. It's more comprehensive. Georgetown's probably a larger municipality, and they have because they're the county seat, there's a lot of different things they do that not all other municipalities do. So this would be larger than what you all need. But can you scroll down? Do you mind if could you scroll down that page just to give them an example of?
Tell me if I'm going too fast.
There's Bill West.
So Georgetown was a challenge. They were actually with one of those big. Maybe I'm using the wrong word, monolithic. I might be being a little bit smarty pants, but they're with one of those large platforms and wanted to make a move away from it. So I sat down with them and spent a lot of time, a lot of hours actually, looking at all the different tabs and helping them to organize all of the volume of what they had in a simple user experience where you wouldn't get overwhelmed. But now the user experience that we would develop now would even be more advanced than what it is there. But this is this really helped them a lot. And they're a good reference. Like if you want to talk to someone else that we've worked with for a while, that they're a great reference for us. So this, and then of course, if you go across the tabs, there's a lot. If you don't mind, just drop them down. Yeah, just
doesn't matter which one.
You can just go across real quick if you want to, just to see the just one at a time. You can see the massive amount of tabs under that one. Then of course our town, and then payments, or I think no department. Sorry.
You need my cheaters?
Apparently, I need something. Codes, yeah. So I don't want to get into deep, but you can see there's a lot to that site. And then some of the, yeah, there's even more drop down. So there were a lot of pages, and we tried to kind of reorganize everything to keep it people from getting lost in all the different content that's there. A newer site, as far as design goes, that's still a few years old, but this is going to be this is the obviously City of Milford Police Department. And they have a pretty extensive website, actually. They have one of the more extensive police websites in the area, I would say. They put a lot of time into some good photography there. Again, intuitive, easy to find things. Everything's available at a glance on the homepage. And there's a lot to that one too. So, but it's broken down into clear paths and all that kind of stuff. Actually, their site's probably more extensive than a lot of municipality sites. I think that's just a quick overview. Do y'all have any questions at all?
I do. Somebody's.
Sure.
So for these sites, like the budget process,
sure.
This is the time to figure out, what, if anything, price wise to do something like Milford and Georgetown. Do you have, and again, I'm not locking you into a price. This is all just based
all
on.
Part.
Yeah.
I would say, I need to be careful with my words right now because I'm not quoting anything.
No, it's understood.
Yeah.
But if we had a municipality similar to the size and scale and scope of Georgetown come to us now with current costs and all that kind of stuff, depending on how they wanted to execute and which things were paper forms and not and all that kind of stuff, I would say Georgetown's a lot bigger than what you need. I'm just saying a project like that could easily get into $30,000 to $50,000 for something like that. Okay.
How would that car, how would that, need. Yeah, but that, how would that, well, how would that change into what the size of our town though? I mean, that's when we kind of get a ballpark figure about the size of our town, not Georgetown's, because we're not looking for that, because I'm sure the state of Delaware's website is going to be, again, a lot higher than that.
Sure, yeah. Well, the state of Delaware, that's a whole.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're talking Georgetown, the size of them compared to us.
Sir, are you asking what?
Just a kind of ballpark to get an idea.
Ranges for redeveloping, depending on what you tackle and that kind of stuff. For Laurel, is that what you're asking? Yeah. I would say if you redo what you have, and I know there's some recommendations from the, they were asking me this in the community. At least I've had the weekend to think of it through. Depending on how you execute the recommendations and all that kind of stuff. And again, I'm not quoting you, but probably 15,000 to redo what you have now to kind of to the next level and add some things. I know that's very general, but I'm trying to keep it general. If you want to add, depending on what you want to add, you might get into 15 to 20 if you're looking for budgets and ballpark numbers and general type of stuff. But what I would recommend, because we, our business lives here in Laurel, so we use the tools, we're familiar. What I would recommend is that there are certain processes that you may want to start automating. like the business license, renter's license, like there's a whole bunch of forms, and I wouldn't tackle them all at once. But I would recommend that you begin to identify some of the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, where most people in this day and age, and I'm not being critical at all, but they would expect that a business license process you could go online and do, okay, not have to work with a piece of paper. And again, I would not recommend that you put all your forms online. I think that would be too much for everybody internally with the town and with residents. But there are a lot. I'd be happy to work through, you know, what's logical to start with or whatever, but I would take some of your paper forms and make electronic processes. So again, that right there by itself, if you look at that list and you take a number of those forms and convert the processes, what that would look like is you have your website, and then on one side you have your residents, you know, experience on the front end of the website. So they'd apply for the business license. I just use that as an example because it's probably one of the more simpler processes. And then you've got your website that interfaces with them. And then behind the website, you've got the administrative area for the town employees. And so what we would do is build the software, and it wouldn't be super crazy, but we'd build the software to when that comes in, you know, that business license application comes in, there's going to be maybe a 3 steps that have to happen, you know, behind the scenes before the license is issued. You see what I'm saying? So then there'd be, and what we would be happy to do, because for some reason, I actually like this stuff, like I geek out on a little bit. We'd sit down with the town and with the employees and say, okay, what's your process? And then we'd build it based on their existing process to help them do their job, not make them do something different. Does that make sense?
So like using the rental license, for example.
Sure.
Or business license, either one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we do rental license?
Sure.
Okay. Business is a little easier. So with rental, we can do business, either one. If you're located in town, we'll do business. There we go. Okay. As long as we're located in town, so we have a clean hands ordinance, which means in order to get your licenses, permits, etc., your taxes have to be paid in full. You can't have any past due taxes.
Sure.
So with what you're talking about, would that allow like can I use you, Sharon, for an example? So if Sharon had a business,
right?
She goes in, applies for her business license,
right,
submits it. She would not be able to pay it, correct, until code went through to talk to finance to make sure that everything, like all her taxes, and she was all caught up.
Right. There's a couple ways to do that. One is you apply without paying anything. It goes through its process, then your email back log in to pay and receive your license.
Okay. That's the way it's done now, right? Is the business license available online now?
They have the form.
They can't do anything else, just the form.
It's just a paper form.
Yeah, they can print the form out or download it. It's a PDF, and then they can email that. They can have like Adobe, they can fill it out, email. So yes, kind of the same thing. Like then they would still have to call, but
print it.
Yeah, I didn't know if like what he's referring to, where they
it's another couple of
easier instead of going through that process of printing.
And for the more complicated processes, you could still do the initial submittal online,
right,
even if there's a process that you don't want to fully automate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's still, there are ways you could do that where there's a number of technological ways.
I'm just thinking like with building permits or certain things people have.
You have to check things.
That would just be, again, just the way it is. The forms would be online, they can fill them out, and then the process would be bring them in and follow up on it.
Yeah.
We don't have to go through the whole thing of them submitting it and then accepting the check and going back and forth. Just leave it as is. Fill them out and submit them.
And that information would be up front, you know, like, let's just say, like, me with my business license, okay? Mm-hmm. So if I would have,
like a red flag.
I know I have to pay my taxes, but if I was a new business owner, you know, I wouldn't know that. So that would be up front to say, well, your taxes have to be paid.
Sure.
Because I wouldn't want to submit an application, go through all that, And then they say, oh, well, your tax is not paid.
Yes. Yeah, so,
a month later, then somebody, they're going to be upset. You know?
So, yeah, they would submit the form in this example, and it would be have a stat. They would have more than one status in the back end.
Right.
So it would go through a process of one, two, three steps on the back end. This would be not what this resident is doing. They just submit it. But on the back end, the town would verify taxes. You know, they'd move through the different stages. And the last stage would be send the license. It would be finalize and send license.
Yeah, like
so you could have you could have a customer account type thing where they submit it, put in a password, and then they can see where they're they can see where they are in the process.
But you wouldn't have upfront. These are the requirements before you can submit.
Absolutely.
As a basic.
That's what I'm before you apply, number one, this, number two, that, number three.
Those three things that would have to be met before you even
submitted.
And
you would know it up front.
If they read it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, you would know it up front.
But if they don't read it, and then they get to the back end and say, well, your taxes is not paid, it's not the town's fault. You can't come and groan and do it because it's right there.
It's exactly.
So these are the three things you have to have done before this instead of getting there later.
Well, it's the same process that you have now. Right. There's still a process you have to go through, and there's still people that hand the paper in, and they can't get one.
Yeah, none of that's going to change.
It's exactly the same process.
It's just getting a checklist.
This is just automated, where instead of I got to wait till the business, until it's open, I got to stop by, I got to find a check to send the paper. You know, this is just go online, fill it out, and issue
and
the
then
process.
There would be a way that like code or whomever, depending on the department, that the could respond back and at whatever point in time, say your business license has been accepted once you pay the fee or however.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Did you say who would do that?
Well, either
depending on the department.
Whichever department that whatever application we were to apply to.
Yeah. If there's another department that's also responsible for that, you could actually have a login for that department and have automated emails sent out. Hey, there's an application waiting for your approval. So finance or whoever would verify the taxes.
Yeah, that would be finance. Billing permits would be.
Yeah, but that's a good example because if finance needs to sign off, it's not that complicated.
Send to them right away.
Yeah, when that gets submitted, it gets to that stage. Now finance automatically is going to get an email alert to say you've got three applications waiting for approval. They're going to do the same job they've always done. Mm-hmm. Instead of a piece of paper going around the office, you've just got a dashboard and you can tell where everything is in its status. So that's the kind of thing we recommend, where we take a few of the processes and move them to automated, you know.
So, if the mayor and council decided to move forward with that process in this upcoming budget year, based on what we have what we put in the budget, would you recommend the following, like you make it like a phase one for this upcoming budget year and then a phase two to make other changes, or are we at a point, because I know you said like sites have kind of like a lifespan, would you recommend doing like a full-blown revamp after the first or second year?
That's totally budgetary.
Okay.
I want to be, so let's be clear on a couple of these things you're talking about so don't get mixed up. So We've got a basic redo of the website, kind of to the next level. A new framework, upgrade, add some of the things from the committees recommended, and different things like that. That's what we've talked about so far.
Right.
Starting to automate the forms. That's a separate thing. So you could get it, the first few forms and setting up customer account framework. You know, where you could have a number of these services in the same account. We might need to look at other things that where people are getting billed to see what interfaces we could connect. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying,
interface. Software.
Yeah, if there's a
way for you to connect and say, they've got it outstanding, and it doesn't even have to be an office person. You know, there's a, we know that you have outstanding taxes due, and so we're going to kick it back without your staff having.
Well, that I'm not, I do know, and this might not answer your questions, I apologize for this, like with Georgetown, I know it's more of a problem, they use Edmunds as well. Mm-hmm. So like you can go on Georgetown website to pay your water bill, and it takes you actually to an Edmunds link. It's not like the software we use with Edmunds, right. But you can log in, have your account information, set up your own account, and then you can go in and you can pay, you can see, so you have more of a report. So instead of just going on our website and saying, I'm going to pay $100 and I don't know what I owe unless I call. So that is available. That's something that I know Georgetown has, and Edmunds does, I think. And don't hold me to these fees, but I want to say to set it up, it was like $4,500 for the admins, and then it's like a, as of right now, $500 a year license renewal for that application. I don't know if that answered your question or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the thing. I'm just trying to, if we're going to do this and set up these automated forms, I'm just wondering if, you know, how much can we take off the staff? You know, if when I apply, it can go out to Edmunds and say, no, she owes money, you know, boom, rejected. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody in her office has spent time on it or anything. It's just boom, rejected.
If there's a way to make things more efficient, we're all happy to do that.
Have you ever interfaced?
I think I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly off the top of my head that specific. But we do interface with APIs all the time. User interfaces. I haven't seen one we can interface with. It's pretty. And because
right, if they're already using Edmunds, then I might be already interfaced.
Right.
Yeah. So that just takes you there, and then you would set up your own Edmunds account.
Yes. Yes.
So Georgetown doesn't have an interface. With
not
Edmunds.
Where it kicks back, like if Sharon applied for her business license and she owed taxes. No,
I don't. Off the top of my head, isn't the Edmunds thing specifically for utility or what's that?
We do, we do all our everything through Edmunds. We do.
Okay.
Other than fines, that's all through Delta stuff.
Right.
Business license, miscellaneous invoices, water, sewer.
Our track through.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, then we could take a look at that. We could take a look at what interfaces are there to connect with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be a question for Edmunds to see if that was ability to, because.
Yeah. No, their interaction with Edmunds, from my memory, is limited. It's not. They're not using it across the board.
What's that?
To my memory. Their interaction with Edmunds is limited. They're not, I don't think they're, I'm going from memory here. I don't think they're using Edmunds across the board for everything, but I could be.
I'm not sure.
I know there's, yeah.
Gene will know. Call Gene. Gene will know. Or her calling quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want to try form?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one.
Oh,
yeah. No, that's all right. Mm-hmm. We'll see what that's.
But this is where, so it has Georgetown's background, but this is Edmunds where, like,
utilities.
Where they can pay their utilities, taxes, and then quick pay for invoices if they have an invoice.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't known. So one way to find out is let's go to their forms real quick, because I think a lot. Yeah.
Just any specific forms?
Business. Let's do business forms.
For the documents?
Business license.
This one. Oh, that's business license application.
Okay, so they're still,
They're still paper.
Yeah, they're still paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be a conversation we have also.
Right.
So yeah, if there's an easy thing to integrate with, then do it. But we can, you know, take a look at that with you.
Yeah. In the meantime, contact Edmunds and see what that.
Let's be honest, business people got better things to do than stand around in town hall waiting to write a check.
Yes,
because my site, when I pay my business license up to upstate and stuff, I go right online and can pay it right there. It drops down, I fill out the application, put my business number in, and and I can pay it right there. I don't have to go up to Dover, over to Georgetown, looking for. Okay.
And if we could relieve a little bit of work from this office staff also would help.
So either they'll have a tool that will do everything for you, or they'll have a tool that we can connect with. Mm-hmm. And so we can set all of it up and interact with what you're already using.
Right.
We'll reach out to admins just to ask them that.
Yeah.
If we didn't have the clean hand ordinance, it would, you could just go in and pay it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to keep that.
So that's what I recommend you guys look at that area of how to automate some of that stuff. At least to start with your first few processes.
Okay.
And then get everybody comfortable, and then you could add to it on the more complex processes. And that's something where we have to sit down and figure out. We have to look at what the interfaces look like. You know, does Edmund just do cyber turnkey? If they do, go for it. If they don't do a turnkey, or it doesn't really work the way you want it to, then that's where we could take a look at how to interface with that for you. So, yeah. So, and then the cost of that, we don't know until we look into it. But the first few forms is, yeah, I mean, to start automating processes, you know, we could probably take that list and take the first few to automate, you know, if I'm guessing at that, that's probably $2,000, five, maybe more, to start automating those processes.
So have you looked at ours?
If I looked at,
I mean, you looked at ours, right? What we got existed.
Oh, yes.
And that's what your combination price off of what you have to do.
I'm looking at all your paper forms.
What we want.
I'm looking at all your paper forms.
He does ours now, Johnson.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm just saying. So we can take this first few paper forms that are the easier for our processes. A few at a time, And so, you know, depending on how complicated that is, and, you know, like I say, you want to have the person not just to pay it or to apply, but like on a business license, you want to have a customer account framework where they can go in and see the status of their business license. Or you were thinking, continuity over years. You want them to go in 3 years from now and see that they paid their, you know, be able to see a record that they paid their license and that kind of stuff. So that whole customer accounts type framework, or resident accounts, you know, you know, we'd want to build that too. So when you start building those automated processes, you could get into a few thousand dollars, you get into 5 or 10, you know, just to get a number of those online.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking. So, in Georgetown, they gave the option for utility taxes and miscellaneous. So, when we do our business license and rental license, it's under a miscellaneous invoice. It's when we go into our system, we have taxes, we have utilities, we have taxes, and then we have miscellaneous. So, it's set up under that amendment. So, they could go in and pay it, but then. So they can potentially pay it if they have their information, but then on our end, if we review it, we could contact.
You can make, but all those payments probably have to be reconciled. They're pointed by invoice number, obviously.
Yes.
Six of one half dozen of another.
We have to do something on our end if somebody went on and paid to let them know that, hey, you still owe this. So even though you paid, we're not processing your payment.
Like a red flag.
You just send it back.
Yeah.
Kickback.
Or you wait till you get all the approvals and they pay for it then.
Yeah, and we can do that. I don't know who said, but we could put it on our website, and then even the form. We could put the information on the form that I realize that yada, yada, yada has to be paid. So it can be in two locations. It can be when they go into the forms, and then it can be on the form itself as they're filling that. You may have to change up the form a little bit, but that's not a big deal.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, too, because we're not saying, here's a system that we're going to fit you in. We're not doing that. We're going to custom build around our systems. What's cool about that is you may get down the road a few months and go, we actually need to add this other feature. We can do that.
Right.
The big systems are like, no,
Right, right. You got to change the whole world. Yeah.
This serves 50,000 municipalities. We're not going to change it. You know what I mean?
And then here's your bill for a
10. Yeah, whatever.
So, like, the nice thing with
we can adjust it as we
digital,
go.
Like, yeah. With our forms, if I need to amend a form, like a planning and zoning form, I can go in and amend it, and then I can upload it on the back end without having to send it to him to do. Because it's a PDF form, so that you could.
And once it's, you know, built into a process and a database and all that, then you just let us know when you adjust it. Yes, ma'am.
Jamie, I guess, is Bo still on?
Could you have, like, Is that, like, a complicated additional cost that says, you know, I verify that I don't own taxes here, you know, get their electronic signature, and then, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we can do whatever you want. It's just part of the specification. It's not a big deal. It's just part of the spec that needs to be there when you calculate.
Or if we could kick it. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And with every department getting an email, there are checklists for everything. Like that. So that helps.
So yeah, my recommendation based on everything that's being said would be to check with Edmunds and see if they have like something ready to go that doesn't everything we need. If not, then we can look at their interfaces, which I'm sure they have to have interfaces. And we're programming to an interface is something that we do all the time.
Because I would think if they have module, is that the right term? If they have a module for that, it's probably going to be an additional cost.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
I'm sure it is.
Because there's some things we have added over the years, and it's,
Yeah, we're happy to sit down with you and take a look at what all that stuff's doing, what some of our guys, you know, and really look at what the capabilities are, read the documentation of what the interfaces do. Again, we do this all the time. So we could take a look at it and help you discern, is this actually going to do what you want? Mm-hmm. You know, like to just let them take care of everything, or are there interfaces we can interact with to do the parts that you want? Okay.
Any final questions? Johnny? Bo, you have any questions?
No.
Rajane? Yeah.
If that's only dealing with the forms and things, at what point does the rest of the website get updated?
That's completely budgetary for you guys.
So if you don't have something where you can divide it into a three-step project to something?
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you can do this however you want because it's all custom. So you could, whatever your priorities are. So you could say, actually, this year, we want to do some automated forms and add some of the features. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing this out, full spectrum of options. Mm-hmm. You could say, let's keep the framework, but upgrade some of the graphics and, you know, maybe put video instead of slides on the homepage, you know, keep that framework, add a few features, not redesign the whole thing yet, but put some of the investment into the automated forms and processes. We could do that as a step one. And then next year, you've already got your some of your automated forms in a software process now. Next year, you do the full revamp, for example.
So you could phase one, phase two.
Yes, absolutely. I would totally recommend that. I wouldn't try to bite it off for a budgetary, I would do it. Just like I wouldn't recommend you automate all the forms and processes in one shot. I wouldn't recommend that. I don't think that's good best practices for a municipality. But to take a few at a time and let people get used to I think that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, that's a really good point. Yes, I recommend it's in phases. Unless you guys say we've got the budget to do it all.
No,
I'm just saying where everything from phase one, two, three, to do it, you know, whatever you guys decide.
So then if okay.
That's I should have brought that up. So thank you for saying that. Okay.
So like if mayor and council say, all right, this year I want to put 15 in the budget and then let's keep that money in the budget. So we do 15,000 worth this year, next year we'll do 15,000 worth. And then third year can decide, okay, is the website like it or do we want to not drop another? That's something that we could do.
Sure. Yeah, I
whatever that magic number.
Yeah, I could work with you to really dig into some of this processes so we know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then you could kind of pick what your first one is.
This is being recorded.
I almost dumped you in the floor. Yeah. I've done that in this one. That's why I sit forward, because I don't trust the chair.
But yeah, we could analyze all the pieces. Okay. You could decide what your first phase is. We're happy to help you do that.
But with that, I know the communications committee obviously will have the recommendation for the mayor and council.
Right.
And I know you met with them. So is there like your recommendation that would coincide with theirs and like start some of these forms? Would that, I'm assuming that's your first recommendation, aside from changing some of the slides and adding video and stuff like that.
That is an option, as you mentioned just a minute ago, to update the existing framework, not completely rebuild it.
Right.
Take some features from the committee recommendations to add a few features. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then focus your budget on automation of some of the forms.
Okay. Yeah, because one of the I've seen as an important part of the web page is getting a calendar up there. You know, that's something that I would like to see done as soon as possible, is get a calendar up there so that we can see what is going on with the town and with the other organizations in the town, can put all their stuff in one spot on the website.
Yeah, we'd have to look at, is there a way to do that with the existing framework without restarting over?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
I would try to be careful with that, you know what I mean, to make sure, because you can easily get into, you know, the whole thing if you're not careful to redoing the whole thing. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm being really clear. If you decide to budget, you know, not a full rebuild right now, but to add features, then we need to look at how to do the calendar without breaking the whole concept.
Because like right now, our website, we have our community events that we do put up. But I think what you're asking is
on the homepage.
Yeah, it's on the homepage. You just have to scroll down. But something that maybe would pop. Let's see, it's down. It's right there.
But I think you guys would like to see a graphical calendar.
Yeah, that's
which
what it is.
Where a days where something's going on or highlighted.
Right. Yeah.
Along with that.
Exactly. We discussed putting that on the homepage because we want people to get used to, you know, like they have to go to the homepage to pay their bills, you know, right. Putting up there. We want them to get used to seeing, oh look, here's all the meetings coming up. Here's the news and events going on, you know, all that. So we sort of retrain them to, you know, for the website to be their go-to place.
And part of what you're talking about, too, you know, if you go to the Laurel site, there is a calendar, mm-hmm. but it's at the bottom. We can put it at the top, not the very top, but you know what I'm saying, closer to the top. I think that's...
You know how Georgetown, when you go to meetings, it has the calendar.
What do you mean?
The pamphlet you showed me.
Oh.
So this is Georgetown. This is your upcoming event.
You said that's only the first year.
Jamie, can you?
Yes.
Meetings for me, please. Yeah. I think it's agenda. So you see how they have a calendar and then they list, you know, like today's meetings and upcoming meetings. And then we're looking at where that gray part is. I'm like Tim, I can't read from here. that would kind of be like news and events, you know, so if there was news on the water tower, if there was, you know, the strawberry festivals coming up, you know, that kind of stuff would be there as opposed to what's there now. And then the picture part, we would have the picture part rotate through nice photos of Laurel. And that would be our homepage. So when you go to pay your bill online, you're going to get all that information. You can't help but see it.
So you want this whole calendar or the calendar on the homepage. And when they click on the homepage, it's right there.
At least for now.
Right.
It would be pretty to have pictures and our history and all that. But I think we want to let people know initially that this is a new website and this is new information. You know, that's, we're trying to give you all this information in one spot. Because if they get used to seeing it, the next time they go, oh, when's the strawberry festival? What time does that start? Then they go to the website.
So, yeah, a way you could do that with the existing framework is like where the photo is. You put the a graphical calendar, meaning the calendar where you see the a box for each day, and they're highlighted. And then we could have, you know how there's a linear calendar? Uh-huh. We could put that calendar.
Right in that space.
Make a calendar system.
Where that picture is, yeah.
Not as expensive as taking. Page.
No, I don't think he's talking about the top one. I think he's talking about
the little water
calendar.
Yeah,
but that when you go right into the page, the first thing you see is the calendar. And I like
how they list, the meetings as well, because we're also talking about putting when the next OWL meeting is, when the next one Laurel meeting is. Information. We talked about that the other day, too. Is that something that can fit into the existing check?
Yeah, to put a calendar there, and again, we're not talking about a calendar that takes the whole page.
No,
but just to have a basic calendar, and then have something that was the advisory committee mentioned, was to be able to have community organizations submit an event that's held in a queue. Obviously, we don't want anybody to just go on and put an event on,
right. But
it's held in a queue for town administration approval. So yeah,
on their calendar
and/or verification.
The meeting dates that are blocked out in gray. Is that a link to tell you what that is, or you then have to go and look?
I would say,
to go down and look in today's and upcoming.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Or you can.
Okay. So that'll show you right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically what we're thinking of.
All right.
A calendar like that.
Okay.
Right. So depending on how featured that is, it's going to be a range of budget. So
right.
If we want to do basic features, that, we probably could do that. Depending on how expensive you want, then you could get way over
what
we're talking about.
Yeah. You want.
Okay.
Like, this is a pretty fully featured calendar situation here. There's a lot. There's a massive. If you're talking about a real simplified version of that, yes.
At a glance.
Yeah. Exactly. And at a glance, and just a simple calendar.
Yeah, they ain't got nobody else's stuff on them.
Where you click on the day and see what's happening.
And it's all town owned.
Just in case initially people don't know to click on the date, it might initially be okay to run the meetings down the side as well.
Or could you, to her point, if she said, if they didn't know to click on it, could you put something under the calendar that says click date to see?
Well, there already is.
No. Yeah, but that's there. Would we have enough room, Tim, in our setup to do the upcoming, or will we just be able to right now to do the calendar?
Right. The calendar. Click on the calendar, and it's going to take you to.
I know, but what I'm asking is.
Yeah.
Because what she's asking is if they don't know whether to click on the calendar, can we put something there, or do we have enough?
Like a linear list of the upcoming.
Mm-hmm. Like they got right there. Yeah. Upcoming meetings.
That's 30 days. It doesn't have to be expensive.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like the most recent.
That's what she's asking. Or if there wasn't enough room to do the thing, can we put something
she
that
think
says
the date's all the way out
the date that says, click on the date to see what
upcoming
event.
Now we'll have to look at this. Woo. So I'm trying to be careful here, but I think to actually put on the home page, we probably want to put a calendar and in a linear list under it, calendar thing. And then what we need to look at is what is that linked to? Because, without getting into full-blown things to all people kind of thing, maybe we just have a basic calendar where there's different categories that are color-coded or something.
Gotcha. Okay.
Does that make sense?
And then that has both. It's listed, so you don't have to
town events and civic events and maybe have them colored.
It could be for 6 months.
So we need to put a specification to that and then quote it for you.
Okay.
And then we would just have to come up with guidelines as to who we would add to the calendar.
Right. You'd have to have a policy of exactly what you definitely would have to have a policy. If you're going to open it up for the community to post stuff, you have to have a policy, in my opinion. I'm not giving you
and a legal opinion. I'm just in practical speaking.
Well, it means that you don't have to worry about somebody saying you post it on that you didn't post on.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So
exactly.
That's with 40 churches or with over 40 churches and all of our groups.
Yeah.
We just, like I said, make sure.
Yeah, you may want to invite certain civic organizations, not certain, right, because, not say category, civic organizations.
And
churches.
We don't want to leave any, yeah. We don't want to seem like we're leaving anybody out. You know, we want to try to be as inclusive as we can with everybody, but not blow budget 40 some thousand or so.
Well, I think with that, but with just, the
calendar is good. I definitely like that.
A lot of the things we were looking at on the website was more of putting links on the websites so that we're not trying to update some of this stuff. We talked about the promenade and stuff, you know, a link to that, you know, let them update their own stuff for, you know, residents that are looking for things like that. You know, we wouldn't want to spend our resources updating that ourselves. Civic organizations, a link to their certain civic
websites.
Organizations, this way, yeah, to their websites so that they have their own calendar ready. They don't have to put that on our calendar. We just make a link to their calendar.
Right.
Yeah. And we would still want to come up with some sort of policy.
Oh, yeah, we'd still have to have a policy, yeah.
Yeah, because like right now, what
we couldn't fit 1,000 organizations on our website.
Like state and I think the school organizations is all we've done. But if you wanted to do civic organizations, then one of the stipulations could be, for example, you know, they have to be a 501c3. They can't just be, hey, I'm an organization,
sure,
and I won't.
That's a good example.
Right.
You know, because then it's, you have an organization and you're 501c3 and we put you on, but Sharon says, wait a minute, what about me? You know, so it's, those are the things that we have.
Yeah, we don't have that much room on our website.
Yeah, but I like what you're having the links, and then we're not putting the stuff on the
website.
We don't need to worry about updating it. We don't have to keep it updated.
Right.
We talked about that with the school events going on at the school.
Yeah.
Is we wouldn't update all that on our website. Our link would be to the school's website.
Right.
If they want to see what's going on at the school, it would go to the school's website.
So
yeah, we don't have to put that all on ours.
Yeah. So right now we have
and the school said that they would put a link on theirs to ours.
That makes sense.
That's why it's important to do it in phases, because you could figure things out as you go along instead
of
saying, wow, we left that out. So by doing it in phases, you can monitor
what's
it and look at
what's
better.
Not working.
Exactly.
And how to tweak each one of
exactly. Instead of just blowing the budget and realizing that maybe we didn't look at it as good as
now,
we could
have. I do have a question looking at the links. This is our link page. Is there a way that we could, like, we have it broken up local, county, or government, school district. Like, but looking at the local links, we have most of them on ours. But is there a way you could do it so it would be, like, a little easier to...
We gave Tim a list of drop-down menus with links that broke it down into different areas. Unlike this here where it's all thrown together, we did come up with a list and a breakdown that we already gave to Tim on different organizations and how to break them down.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of
We did that.
And then you just select which one you want.
Yeah, we gave them that already.
Yeah, you could also have small cards, for example, where you have the title of the organization and a sentence to explain it, and then link, you know what I mean, like an overview, so they know what they're clicking on, like a description.
Mm-hmm.
You could have little cards under
like a little
tabs.
Menu,
and then that'll go nicely
like
to a cell phone where they're all on the street.
So then, I guess if we do get this as a budget, then whatever the communications committee recommends to the mayor and council. And mayor and council need to kind of prioritize, this is what we would like to see
right.
Phase one.
That's exactly right.
And then I could say, hey, Tim, this is what they want.
Right.
Can you do this for what we have?
Yeah, then,
and
then
if you say yes, good. If you say no, all right, then we need to cut something out. We need to, you know, see what,
Yeah, and like if it's automate forms, it might be, well, these are the four we need to automate.
but maybe three fit in the budget and the fourth one goes into the next budget or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, phases.
Yeah,
phases.
Yeah, but the, yeah, if the mayor and council can prioritize, then we can work with those priorities, right? And then do our due diligence with you on what is Edmonds, you know, provide. Mm-hmm. And it, is there something they can do all of it, or do we need to interface with it?
So when I will contact Edmonds, but I may need to get the proper wording from you. So I'll touch base with you after tonight. I can just see to make sure what they're looking for and asking is, I will make sure that is what's understood.
We can we could have a meeting at some point when we get into the weeds.
Okay.
With our guys that do the interfaces day in and day out to talk to them.
Okay.
You know, once you establish the high level capabilities.
Where we are,
once we have a just
as an example, Jamie, under the resource drop down, which would be something like this here, what you said, we have government program, just as it be resources, then the drop down would be government programs, grants and funding, housing assistance, utility programs, county and state contacts, representatives, and then community assistance, and come out with links going to these different things. Like I said, it wouldn't just be in one spot. It'd be under different drop-down menus.
Yeah, I think what we need to add in the next iteration would be, like I said, the title of the organization, a sentence or two to describe mm-hmm. what the organization does, and then a link to the website.
Right.
So it's not just a pile of links. It's actually
card-style
graphics, yeah, where you can process what it is.
Yeah.
And there's enough information for you to decide whether you want to click on that or not.
Okay.
Any questions from Bo or Roginette?
I'm good.
I'm good as well.
Anyone else?
The voices from beyond.
You good?
Yeah,
no.
Councilman.
Kellum?
I'm good.
Lodato?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
All right, everyone. All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too?
Thanks for coming.
Thanks,
all
nerd. Thank you, sir. Nice to see
you. Are we doing anything for you?
250. Nope.
Damn. We're not doing anything for the 250.
Just the
fireworks.
Everybody else.
So.
Oh, you know they're bringing back the old, ye old.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen.
July celebration at the Georgetown Speedway.
Yeah.
They have to bring it back. What?
Years and years ago, matter of fact, the first place I ever took my wife was on the 4th of July. Let's see, got married in 93, so that was 1992. And they had over at Delta what they called ye old 4th of July celebration. People walking around in knickers and buckled shoes and all that kind of crap. They had a soap box where you could stand up on a box and yammer. And they stopped. They did it one more time outside of town.
They had it away.
So real quick.
And then I think that's when Laurel started theirs. They did it outside of town in Georgetown. That was a miserable failure. And then I think we started here after that, maybe?
Yeah, like 33 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that would be about right.
Yeah.
So I'm here in the back of here.
So I'm assuming the next step would be the communications committee to their recommendations in order to bring it to the mayor council for discussion.
Jump.
We're not going to put this back on here because all this is on the website.
Right, you just go to the QR code. That's what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and save that space.
Zach from
school. From the school district.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's all in. He wants us in school.
Well, that would be the most.
That would be fabulous.
Yes, well, it really is, because that's the source of everything.
And it also
Jamie, did you want to say something?
No, I was just telling Roger.
It also sounds like we may have an hour with